Hello, this is the CAG podcast. We're going to be talking about activities coming to your area, or if you aren't coming to your area, consider bringing them to your area, because activities are up to you. We're going to have several guests this particular podcast. Our first one here is Christine Hoppengate Gardner.
Hoppengardner.
Yeah, right, that one. I believe your Klingon name is Shishwik. Okay. She is currently the acting fleet commander for the Dark Moon Fleet. I'm here today with my co-host
Jajim from the Heart of Honor here in the middle of Nebraska.
And we're going to talk about several activities that are going to be available throughout both CAG and the Dark Moon Fleet here with Christine today. The first of which is Klingons Have Vision. What is Klingons Have Vision, Shizui?
Klingons Have Vision. It was actually started last year. It's a campaign that we try to get the entire club involved in. It is to collect used eyeglasses, sunglasses, and uncut lenses, children's and adults, and we collect all these and we hand them over to the Lions Club. So we are actually doing this charity for another charity. The Lions Club is an international club also, and it's found in almost every country, like CAG. So I'm hoping I can get a lot of different countries involved in this in one way or another. And so for the month of January and February, we do all this collecting around the neighborhoods, maybe neighborhood stores. And then eventually we will take these donations and either hand them to somebody within their area, fleet, or quadrant that will take all of these donations and then present them to the Lions Club, hopefully in uniform, and get the pictures and stuff to show everyone else what they've been doing and how well we've done. Last year, we collected well over 1,000 pairs from at least 6 fleets, from Canada fleets and the U.S. fleets. And I'm hoping we can beat that total this year. And this was started by John Haverson last year, who then handed it over to me to continue doing it. And everyone who collects 5 pairs of glasses and gets the photo to prove that they've collected those 5 pairs will get a little ribbon to put on their uniform. Last year it was a little pair of sunglasses, and this year it will be an eyeball with the CAG symbol shown inside the eyeball.
So what specific date is the deadline for this project?
Deadline is March 1st. And with the first week of March is when everyone should start giving their donations to the Lions Club. So they have until March 1st to collect the glasses.
Okay.
There are sometimes exemptions. Like somebody might say, well, there's this con coming up in April and I really want to do it there. And we're like, okay, you know, talk to me.
So we're flexible.
Yes, we're going to be very flexible about this. This can possibly be done all year long. I just don't want it to. I want to go on to other things and have this an annual thing.
Well, that makes sense.
I understand last year you had a opportunity to make a big presentation.
And I have that same opportunity again this year at SFI Bartow. We have the president of their chapter of the Lions Club, Mark Malpagno. He will be present there at Sci-Fi Bartow. And that's when we give the donations over.
But to qualify, people don't have to locate the president of the local Lions Club. they can just donate it to the Lions Club somehow, correct?
Correct. Yes. It doesn't have to be the president of the chapter nearby them. It can just be anyone, and they can walk up to the building itself and give them a call and see if you can't get a photo op. That would be optimal.
Okay. I guess that kind of leads us into Sci-Fi Bartow, where you gave the glasses last year. You organized the CAG the Florida Klingons presence at Sci-Fi Bartow last year. You want to talk a little bit about it and then go into your plans for this year?
Well, about organizing the presence of the Klingons there was, what exactly would you like me to say about that one?
What you did, what happened, what plans you have?
Well, last year, a lot of it started with you, or you helped a lot with trying to get together everyone from two different clubs and then the individual. And that was a little frustrating at first, but then it kind of smoothed out.
Not my fault.
Not your fault at all. Not your fault. If anything, you helped it a little to be a lot easier than it would have been, I'm telling you. What we did, though, is we tried to get everybody on the same page and tried to come up with some activities that we can do as Klingons there. We eventually got a few from another club and then got everyone else together, and we were just able to have that Klingon presence. And we were able to have a stage presentation. We did the battle between Molor and Kalish last year. And it turned out really, I thought it turned out really good for the first time.
We tried to reenact the Kor Batal Festival, which yes. I butchered the name of. So all you purists out there, knock it off.
I see now I can't even bring it up. I can't remember what it is now.
What?
I can't even remember the name of the festival now. It's not coming out. Anyway, this year, I decided to focus on CAG. And because I have tried to make it a point that Florida Klingons is not a group. It is not an entity. It's just a Facebook page to see what's going on in Florida and to meet people and try to do things with them. Because that was the whole premise, was try to get out there and do things together. But a few people seem to take it as a group and an entity unto itself. And I really didn't want that to happen.
Well, actually, a big difference between last year and this year is there are what, three or four new ships, CAG ships, down here in Florida, at least one of which was an unaffiliated ship during Sci-Fi Bartow last year, which has gone CAG over the course of the last year.
That is correct. That is correct. We'll have the IKV Invictus, which is my ship, and now we have the IKV Shadowbat, which at times will be PKV, which is private. It depends on how they want to play, but they are now in CAG. And we also have the IKV Hedge Touch, which is in northern Florida. We also have the Bortas, the Klim Bortas. I'm not sure if we're going to have a member there or not, though. But the other three ships will definitely be in there with force.
Last year, it was only a couple of members of CAG that were part of the organizing thing. This year, you're going to have many, many, many more people.
Yes, many more people. In fact, that is pretty much all that is doing this is CAG. I don't have any members from any other clubs that are doing anything or trying or organizing with us. So this is a CAD presence at Sci-Fi Bartow.
But it's not an exclusive one, is it?
No, it is not an inclusive one. I invite everyone there, and I know several people that are in other clubs that are going to be there, and I welcome them with open arms.
Perhaps you could give us some of the details about Sci-Fi Bartow as far as when, where, and
what
so
is
forth.
It?
And what exactly is it, yes?
You can classify it as a festival. It really looks like a street convention. Everything is outdoors and in the old town of Bartow, or in the old part, the main street of Bartow.
Is that in Florida?
That is in Florida, Bartow, Florida. It is situated between Orlando and Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
And it happens every year in February, right around the 15th, 16th. It'll be that weekend, that Saturday, right in the middle. Friday night, they have the kickoff at around 6 o'clock at night, so you can go out there and do your stuff at Friday night. And then all Saturday between, I think it is 10 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening, this street festival goes on. And they have stages that have things are happening on all day long. They have a costume contest. They have their vendor tables out.
They have a car show.
Yes, a car show. They have a DJ, a live DJ.
Mm.
And I think they're going to also have a podcast going on at the same time on one of the stages. The person that puts this on is Sean Sedensky. He puts him and his wife, Lori, put a lot of work into this every year and a lot of love. You can see that come out in every year that you attend.
Every year it's themed differently. What is this year's theme?
This year's theme is magical creatures. It's a play on Harry Potter. So you can go dressed as a wizard, a unicorn, anything you want.
A horta.
I'm going to go as a Klingon dressed as a witch.
Oh, make sure you post pictures.
Oh, definitely going to post the pictures. It's going to be fun. And we're also going to have a mock battle between the USS Haven, which Sean has so conveniently placed their table across the way from us. So we're very close. Not sure what we're going to do, if we're going to throw tribbles at each other or what. But it's going to be a battle of accuracy, where we're going to end in a beanbag toss, or cornhole, they call it.
Yeah, that's...
See who's better than the other. We have a lot of honor at stake here.
So. And another thing I want to point out too is because this is a published challenge between two separate entities, a CAG entity and in this case Starfleet, if the Klingon members win, that does qualify every Klingon member participating for a kill stripe.
Yes, sir, it does. I think this is great. I haven't seen a challenge between CAG and Starfleet. I don't think I've ever seen a challenge.
There hasn't been one since the 90s, really.
Yeah, so this is going to be the start of a beautiful relationship. Because I plan to do a lot more with the Haven. The captain of the Haven is a really great person. So we should have a lot of fun.
If things work out, try not to forget that just up north, on the other side of the Georgia border, I know members of the Haven play with these people. There are the studio sets.
Oh, yes.
For Star Trek. The original
series.
Yes,
that's right. I've seen one of the episodes where Lauren White, who is the captain of the USS Haven, is also on one of those episodes. And I was able to watch that, and it was really great.
Mm.
If anybody's interested, you can watch those episodes on YouTube. Do you remember the name of the episode, Christine?
I am sorry, I do not. But I will try to find you a link, and you can post the link underneath your podcast.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, link. For a link. Second, I thought you said leak.
I did say leak, yeah. I'm trying to change the English language here. Give me a break.
Well, let's move on to Treklanta.
All right.
And plans for that.
Well, what I know of Treklanta is that Lila Michaels is doing a really good job of putting it together. She has a panel that she is doing. It is called Klingon Sexuality. And I'm supposed to be one of the panel members on there. So she's trying to get some more people to do that and just, you know, advertise it. Wants more people to come. Also, there is the Miss Klingon pageant that is going on. And she wants to do a parade, I believe. And be involved in the parade. But the rest of it, I believe you should speak to Lila Michaels about it. She knows far more than I do right now. She's spearheading everything at Treklanta for CAG.
When is Treklanta?
That, I believe, is May 1st to the 3rd.
First weekend of May.
Yes.
In Atlanta, the website, I believe, for Treklanta is, believe it or not, treklanta.com. So it shouldn't be hard to find if anybody's interested in going. I found it to be a fairly small Star Trek convention. But remember, a fairly small Star Trek convention literally means you have more access to whatever guests they bring in. So you can spend time talking with, I believe it's Susie Plaxen coming in this year.
Yes. Susie Plaxen, I was just about to say that. She is going to be there this year.
Or David George III, who's their author guest this year. Yeah, you got lots of time to talk with them because there's not the swarm of fans that you would see at a comic convention when they're appearing. So the more we can frequent these smaller conventions, the more we can keep them in the black so they can keep doing it, the more access we can have to the people whose work we appreciate.
So Christine, you are going to be on that Klingon sexuality panel. I would like to know how you intend to train for hurling heavy objects.
I have 5-pound bell right here, and so I have been just trying to lift some weights, you know, try to get some more upper body strength so I can really put some power behind it.
All right.
Well, I think, Jim, what our listeners really want to know is, from the guy's perspective, does he need to do one or both of them?
Ah, interesting.
That took a moment.
Yep. You got to get that Klingon love poetry ready to go too, you know.
Oh, and yeah, and start ducking a lot.
And learning how to duck. Okay, well, hey, you know, you are our games chancellor, and you have been very, very active for that for at least a couple of years now, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been a couple of years.
And
I really enjoy games? That.
So what games are you looking at doing for this coming year?
Well, other than my fleet night every week for the Star Trek Online.
Better talk about that now. You brought it up.
I brought it up, yes. Well,
Can't let it hang.
Every Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we gather on Discord so we can talk to each other on voice. And we play Star Trek Online, and we get into a group on a team. And there are times when we've had to make two separate teams because there's only five, and we'd have more than 10 people in there. You would think that it would get too much on voice, but it really doesn't. It becomes a lot more fun when you have more people trying to talk on voice. And we'll do different things depending on what's going on in game. If there is a, like, Ryza, the summer event, or the winter event on Q's Winter Wonderland, we'll go do that most of the time during our fleet nights. And some other times we'll just go, hey, does anybody need any reputation marks? We'll go do certain things together on the PVEs. I think in the last two times, we've just spent a lot of time in the Defara zone killing Borg, because, you know, who doesn't like to kill Borg? But the whole point of it is to, it's a social thing. The whole point is a social thing. It's to get together and to play games together and just have fun, no matter what it is that we're doing in game.
Excellent. And you're planning a Klinza tournament?
Yes, sir, I am. This one's going to be exciting. I have started to plan a Klinza game, and I've been having help with Rotek, with Ron Hawk. He is helping me put the prizes together and stuff. And Norglosh, David Atkinson, he is also helping me with this as well. And what it is, it's a tournament, and the type of tournament will be decided depending on how many people sign up for it. And it is going to be played on the 26th and the 25th of April. It should be the Saturday and Sunday. And so it's going to be split into 2 days. And we will be using the bot that is on the server. Currently, the bot is out of the server, but I am pretty sure that it will be in the server by the time we go to play the tournament. If not, we're going to be doing this old school. I'll explain old school in just a moment. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to do is get everybody on the server so they can start practicing with each other and at least get familiar with the other people that are on the server. They can start now to practice. It's Klinza. We have many videos, and we have teachers that are on the Discord server to be able to help people strengthen their game or learn how to play the game. And everyone is welcome to this tournament regardless of their level of play. I would love to see everyone there, and they will be matched up according to their own level, of course. It won't be an unfair thing. I'm going to have three places when it comes to winning the first, second, and third place. So the first place, we have come up with a prize of Klinza board and pieces. And of course, a keychain that I've made that says the Klinza Warrior on it. And that will be made by Rotek, Lieutenant Commander Rotek. Vestai Lunkij is his whole rank. And the second place will be a $10 gift card to the online store of your choice, Amazon, Walmart, whatever, and also a keychain. And then third place will just be a keychain. And I also plan to make this an annual thing. Oh. So the first year might be a little small. So get in there, because you'll win. If you're the only one that signed up, you got it, right?
So if you get two people signing up, are you going to make it the reflective game?
I thought about that. We'll see how that goes.
Take more than a weekend.
It would take more than a weekend. But like I said, I've got to wait to see how many people sign up. I have a channel in that server just for people to go, hey, I want to play. So, you know,
For those people listening that do not know what the reflective game is, it's a version of Klinza where there can be no winner. There can be no loser. Players play to keep the game going for as long as it can.
And then Rotek can keep the Klinza board.
And Klinza, just for those who may not be aware, listeners outside of CAG or whatever, what what exactly, well, not exactly, but generally, what is Klinzot?
Oh, it's a variation of a chess game. It's a Klingon variation of the chess game. So you have certain pieces, and you have a three-part area on the board, and you just pick one of those areas to start to put your pieces in, and then your opponent puts one in another part. And then you just start going at each other. There is a goal that is carried by, I believe, no more than two different pieces that can carry this goal. But you have to carry this goal, and the object is for your opponent to capture your goal. And you his. Or theirs, I should say. So it's, I believe it's a lot less intricate than regular chess. I think you would be able to pick it up quite quickly.
And where would one might find information on how to play if they would be interested in getting involved?
We have our Klinzot 101 videos on CAG YouTube. And we have the quick setup PDF that is on the server and on CAG.org, and they can also go to Klinzot.com, which our friend Joe Wall runs. He's the one who actually took this game out of the book, out of the
Final Reflection
book, and put it on the internet for everyone. So I definitely recommend going to that website and checking
it. When you reference the server, what server are you referencing?
I meant the Klinzot Warriors server on Discord.
Okay.
And for those of you who are new to the CAG podcast, the very first Bound by Honor episode that we aired was on the Star Trek book, The Final Reflection, where Klinzot is introduced.
Yeah, it's considered to be a very important book as far as Klingon lore is concerned.
Oh, yeah, definitely highly recommend reading that book.
So there's our shameless plug for this episode.
Okay, next item of discussion, Kerlop, or Kerlop. I think I said it wrong Kerlop. The first time. Yeah, Kerlop.
Or however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. Kerlop.
Yeah, up here in
Just
Nebraska.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah, really. Up here in Nebraska, we've got a bit of an accent, so. But let's.
We did that here, too.
Tell us about this event.
Okay, I actually got this from another warrior, Commander Kartan. He does this every year with his ship. And he's head of the CAG culture, by the way. So it was easy to get the idea from him. And basically what it is, the Kerlop is a holiday. It's a Klingon holiday that is observed in the 10th month of the calendar. So here on Earth, it would be in October. So you can do this at any time in October that you find time. And it's a dinner. It's a dinner where you invite your friends and warriors over, and they celebrate the might of the Klingon Empire. Mm. That is what this is about. So it's a perfect time to invite your ship, invite other people, your friends, the Federation over. You can invite, anyone you want to try to recruit into CAG as well. And you can turn it into that, or you can just turn it into a ship thing. And it's a dinner. So you can make it into a potluck. So you're not the one that's putting out all the food yourself, if you want to do it that way. It's one of those holidays. It has a tradition to whoever brings the stuffed tabaj legs into your home can take away a non-sacred item that was in your home. So because of that tradition, I've decided, and I believe Kartan has done the same thing. We were speaking about this not too long ago, where we create things for all of our dinner guests. So this past October, I did some coffee mugs and keychains that were just with the trefoil on it. And I think the coffee mug said, I will remember this dinner for a long time. And it was written in Klingon. And I think it was actually written in the Pequod, the actual Klingon letters. So they were able to take that away instead of trying to find something in my home that wasn't sacred, because I joked around and said, everything in my home is sacred, so you can't leave without anything. So, but so we had a great time, though. I made a few things to ensure that if no one else brought anything, everybody would have enough to eat. But they did. Most of my guests brought a bunch of different things. They made it look Klingon, and it was a great dinner. I had a lot of fun. I had to ship the IKV Shadow Bat, they live in Tampa, come down here to me, and we had a great time. I had people from another club, Claw, they came over and they had a great time here as well. So it's just one of those opportunities that you can do that as and be Klingon and do something within CAG and be active that way. And it could be a tradition to start every year as well. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going to start it every year.
Is there something other than the gift item that separates this from it's a good day to dine?
I believe it separates it from a good day to dine. But I see a good day to dine as you meeting somewhere for the most part. At a restaurant to bring it out into public so other people can see you dressed as in Klingon or have your shirts on, your CAG swag or your ship emblem and put it out there for the public to see. But you're doing the dinner thing and you're out in public. Now, I maybe some people will do that in their home, but that's not what I had saw it as. The Critlope is an actual holiday that you should only do in October, whereas a good day to dine, you can do that at any time of the year. And it doesn't really have so much of a theme or a tradition as the Critlope does.
Well, basically, what you're saying is it's a good day to dine is done at a public restaurant, whereas the galope is done probably in somebody's home or in a more intimate closed session.
Yeah, I guess it can be viewed that way. And there's no reason why you couldn't flip the two, though. You know, you can have it on some, but the Critlope is more for you to try these Klingon recipes and try to have more of a Klingon culture brought to you and your friends, and like I said, it is more of a celebration of the might of the Klingon Empire.
And where would one be able to find perhaps online more information about organizing and putting one of these together?
There is no formal piece of information on how to put it together. I can make that up. As far as information on the Critlope itself, you can find that in CAG Culture.
Excellent.
It's on CAG.org.
And of course, this leads us right into the cooking contests. I say contests because you've indicated that you're going to try and do these on an ongoing basis that you're trying to organize.
Yes, I figured it'd be a fun little thing. Kirk came up to me one time and he was starting the CAG cookbook. So I said, well, I'll get all the recipes together and put them up. And I did. And I got all the recipes that I could find everywhere inside them, of course. And I'm looking through them and I'm like, we need some new recipes. These are just the same ones. And then I started the last recipe contest because of a mispronunciation of Roe Keg blood pie. I was speaking with Norglosh to him about, I had several Roe Keg blood pie recipes, but I kept calling them Rotec. And so Norglosh writes in the Discord server, I just have this hankering for Rotec blood pie. So Rotec sees it and he thinks it's funny. And I'm like, you know, we should have a recipe for Rotec blood pie. And that's how it got started. So I put that little contest out there, which you can find on CAG.org, right in the announcements. And that went so well. You know, I had a few entries, and we had our winner who got a CAG swag box. And I figured, you know, I want to add more recipes, and I know there are people out there that have their own Klingon recipes. I've got a few that Kartan, who's a really good cook, he, like I said, he's head of Klingon, the CAG culture, and I've got a few of his recipes up there. And I know he's got more, and so does Morak. I think I pronounced his name right, Mark Malnikov. Forgive me if I did not.
Morak.
He has got a recipe. Morak. Maybe that's Morak. But I need his recipe, too. I would love
He's in Chicago. You're in Miami. I don't think even he can throw the spear that far.
He's mighty, though. He's mighty.
He needs to start lifting more weights then, you know? So I think this will be a great idea to get more CAG members involved in putting stuff up there on CAG.org. And I think submitting a recipe here and there is a great way to do that at the beginning.
Yeah, several years ago, MindScanner, the publication of CAG, did dedicate an issue to Klingon cuisine, but that's been a good 10 years ago.
Yes.
Things have changed. People have come up with some new stuff. So trying to get them pulled together through contests or whatever we do is a great way to come up with more of these cookbooks, more of these ideas that people can do. We took back several years ago at a convention in Nebraska and cooked several of the recipes from the Klingon cuisine articles and served them to the convention goers. Leftovers, of course, went to the con suite, so people could eat the rest of the day on Klingon cuisine. But you can take the knowledge that's pulled together through these contests and use them for convention activities your ship might want to do in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was there for that, John, and I'll tell you what.
Which one?
The one up at Ozfest.
We did two.
There. Well, it was. I think it was the last one you did.
Okay, first one was Klingon Iron Chef. The other was Dining on Quonos.
Yeah, this one was Dining on Quonos. It was awesome. It was really good food. So, you know, right in the middle of the day when you're hungry and you don't really want to take time to go to a restaurant or something, it was all right there.
And none of the food items were extensively expensive to prepare.
Yeah,
they were just, you know, creativity.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
What are you thinking as a recruitment drive for the Dark Moon Fleet that you are the XO of?
Oh, well, the recruitment drive, it is more of waking up my fleet. like, for instance,
You're going to send out Rack to Geno?
Yeah, I wish I could. I wish I could. Rack to Geno is actually quite good. I should put out there, hey, that could be a recipe idea, guys. Okay, so anyway.
There's lots of different ways to make it.
There definitely is. Wow.
Now, what you got to do is get it into some Keurig pods.
Ooh. Yeah, we need to talk to some people about that.
Okay, there you go.
I still use Mr. Coffee.
Do you? I've been using tea bag or coffee bags. We can do that, too.
Go ahead.
But, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say, what I'm trying to do with the fleet is just give them ideas of some things that they can do and try to get them a little bit more active. So, like, I had put up a little thing in the fleet is, you know, being active does not always mean going to cons. It means making CAG your club, making your fleet stand out. And that is what... That's my premise right now. That is what I want everybody to just get involved with something. You don't have to, I know a lot of people don't have money. A lot of people don't have time. their resources are thin, right? And they want to be involved with CAG. So you know, there are other ways to be involved with CAG. They could also be that lone warrior out there that doesn't have anybody else around them. I'm one. I know. I hear you. And I just want to put out there that there are other things that you can do. You don't have to go to conventions. You don't have to go to these, you know, get in your car and drive 6 hours to go somewhere. You can just do it in your own local neighborhood and branch out from there. You know, start small and grow. And that's what I am trying to get across, or trying to get people to realize that they too can do this. Also, I want to put out there that communication is key. Okay, there's got to be more communication happening within the fleet. I want a lot more. I want people to talk. And talking is social, and social is what makes people grow. So you can talk the ships and then the lone warriors, then talk to their quadrant commanders. The quadrant commanders talk back to them. They have a great time, a great rapport. They like each other. They're doing things. They're coming up with ideas. And then they, you know, hey, let's challenge the other quadrant over there. Let's talk with them. And then they start doing stuff. And it just, it'll grow that way. That's what I would love to see a lot more. But then, and there's also, there is activity. And then people forget to boast about it. And they don't boast. They're Klingons. You should boast. When you're not Klingons, you're aliens in service to the Empire. You should boast too. Everybody wants to see what you are doing. We want to see it. We could be like, hey, that's something I could do. Or, you know, I got an idea from that. Thanks for sharing that. You know, that kind of thing. We should really put that out there a lot more. So that's really what this whole thing that I'm doing in this year is, just putting out ideas. The last idea I put out was go to a comic book store or gaming satellite and try to get a relationship going with the people that work there. See if you can't put some flyers up. I'm sure that some people have policies, but it doesn't hurt to ask, because the answer is always no if you don't ask, right? Also, you can go, hey, I got an idea. We can have like the Star Trek themed gaming night, or I want to do a charity. You know, what is, there's Toys for Tots that usually come up. The Klingons have Vision, or something on your own that you have, you know, a heart to do, that you can talk to them. I can dress up as Klingon. I can stand out here or stand in your store. I can help you bring in business. While I try to do the charity thing, or we can take pictures, and there's all kinds of different things that you can do. But the point is to go out there and try.
If you're looking at having them do something with their local comic book stores, you've got a great opportunity, a great event coming up. It's an annual event, the first weekend of May, first Saturday of May, called Free Comic Book Day. Where most comic stores are literally looking for people to show up in costume, whatever costume.
I'd also went to the Free Comic Book Day to my local comic book store dressed as a Klingon. It was a great opportunity.
Okay, well, we'd like to thank you for your time today. Lots of great ideas here. Lots of great things for people to do. There's a few more people that we're going to talk to on this podcast, and hopefully run through several other great ideas. So thank you, Shizui.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You know, I would personally like to thank you, Christine, for being an inspiration, I think, for the entire organization. You seem to be completely tireless, and a well of ideas, and just an inspiration, I think, to everybody of what you can do with CAG to make it what it's supposed to be, which is fun.
Thank you.